And my guest today is Gracie Lynn. You're, again, a great Christian author, but now we're going to talk about children's books. And I want to talk about, Gracie, how important children's books are. And then you're going to talk about your children's books, because kids need to be read to. It's such a missing art to sit down and read to kids.
I think it is. And one of the things that I do in my children's book is I always like to have like a lesson to teach them about living in a kinder world. In my first book, The Holly and Bella Story, was a book about a bee and a bumblebee. And there was jealousy on the part of the honeybee because she didn't realize how special she was. And many times children, especially in the day of social media, where we're constantly comparing ourselves to somebody that may be in Hollywood who may have a lot of different, you know, additions to the body that most people don't have or can't afford. It's important that we don't compare ourselves, because we need to accept and value who we are created to be. And in that book, I teach to value who you were created to be, and not to look at somebody else and think that their life or that they're better than you are.
No doubt. Because if we don't do that, kids are just going to just follow what they see around them.
Yeah. And I think everybody, you know, I mean, I was always compared to my older sister, who was 13 years older than me. And my mother always asked me, why can't you be more like her? Well, number one, that was a very unfair comparison, because she was 13 years older than me. Plus, she has a completely different personality than I do. And now as my mother has gotten older, she prefers my personality to my sister's personality. But as a young child, that really hurt me. That I was always compared. I still compare myself to my sister in different ways. And I always end up being on the low end of the stick instead of the higher end of the stick, because I'm a different kind of personality than she is. In addition to that, I think that we just need to really make sure we accept how our children are created and just value them for the uniqueness within their creation.
And now, more than ever, we need to do this, because what we used to separate kids based on ability and all these different things, the way they're going to grow in life, it doesn't matter what's happening now. It's going to how they grow into adults. Yeah. And a lot of times we compare these kids and it becomes a psychological thing, as I understand. So tell us about your first children's book and about the new one that'll be coming out in the summer.
Okay, the Holly and Bella story is about a honeybee who was so excited because she was going to go out and get some nectar. She could travel. She'd been in the hive so far, so she could travel. She loved traveling, so she was going to go out and get some nectar. And she was getting her first load of nectar, and she heard a buzz, buzz, buzz right beside her right ear. And she looked up, and that wasn't something that looked like her, but it was bigger than her by a measure of three. And it happened to be a bumblebee. And Holly, the honeybee, looked at the bumblebee and said, "Whoa, she's got that beautiful fur coat. Why was I not created with a fur coat? Because I want a fur coat." And so Bella, the bumblebee, was very, very diplomatic and said, "Well, you know, we all have our own things to do. And what do you do?" And she says, "Well, I'm just a honeybee." And she said, "Well, honey's important too. And the thing is, you know, but what had happened with Holly, the honeybee, looking at somebody else, she lost her joy. She was so joyful to begin with to be the nectar. And when you're envious of somebody else, you lose your joy.
True.
And so it's really important that we teach children at a young age how to be proud and how to be grateful for who they are within themselves, and not have them always compared to other people, because nobody's going to be as good as what you are yourself.
It's 100%. And it's about becoming unique and becoming who God has created you to be. And that's the bottom line at the end of the day. And like I said, it doesn't matter where you started or where you're at the end, it's the end of the race. And how at the end of the race is you, not comparing yourself to somebody else, not hearing the cry of gurus saying you need to do things this way.
Yeah.
And what fits and what you that keeps you not up at night, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's missing. And when we do get compared to, my ex-wife compared me to tons of people. And that was very hurtful for me. And then, because you don't want to be compared to other people. And that's probably one of the biggest things that kind of changes your mindset that you can do something because of comparisons. And it's a powerful, powerful thing, words. And we don't look at that in our mental health, how much words can hurt us in so many different ways. And a book like this will teach kids this, but also will teach adults, hopefully, to start to behave better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's extremely important that we watch what we say to our children. When my mother kept telling me I was not as good as my sister, that really, really, really hurt me. And that damaged me. So I don't ever want, I tried never to do that to my children. So, you know, what happens to you, you don't have to. But the thing is that when you do compare yourself to somebody else, you're stealing, you're allowing your joy to be stolen because you're not reveling in the beauty of your own life because it's not what somebody else has. What somebody else has, you never know what they've gone through to get there, to have that. And a lot of what, you know, is on TV and media and so on and so forth is just basically fluff. It's not reality. It's not really what's going on. It's what the PR people want to portray. And so that we need to be aware of that and just be grateful that we have what we have.
Totally. And when we do, we're going to feel much better about ourselves. And the second book's going to go just piggyback off of the first.
Yeah, well, this one is actually a true-to-life story. This year, I bought a birdhouse for my back garden. I love my gardens. My series of books for children is called From Gigi's Garden. And in this book, I have, I put a red and white birdhouse out in my backyard. And within like a couple of days, there were two little Buick, they're called Buick, wrens that were building a nest in it. And so I looked, and at first there was three, and then there were five eggs. And then I decided, but I could never see the mama bird laying on the eggs.
Right.
And I was worried that they would not hatch. So I talked to a friend of mine who's a birder, and she said, oh, the bureaucrats, well, their first nest, they don't always do the right thing. So it's best just to take the eggs out and throw them away, and they'll lay another set of eggs. And I'm like, I was like horrified. And I'm like, well, every time I looked in there, I thought about taking those eggs out and thought, I just can't do that. And so then she was very smart, but I decided to follow my heart. And the name of the book is called Follow Your Heart. And I think that sometimes in society, when we value so much artificial intelligence, we value very high IQs. We value, people that can figure out all kinds of things, algorithms, all that kind of stuff. We have in some way, shape or form lost the ability to follow our heart. Okay. And I think that is a very important thing that we need to value is following our heart and not following, because I had six baby wrens that hatched out of those eggs. I think what happened was the mama knew that I was coming to see the baby wren because I'd lift up the roof on the birdhouse and peek in, and she would always vacate. And so one day she did not vacate. She was sitting on the eggs and she would not leave. And the very next day they hatched. So she, the day that she had to be sitting on them all day long, she was. And I didn't know that. I thought she was never sitting on them because I wasn't watching the birdhouse all day long. But right. She would leave before I would come there. She would sense me coming. And she would leave so that I could look at her babies.
Awesome.
And then I have six new little baby wrens. So
I can't wait to see that children's book. And that's coming out in the summer.
Yeah. Should be out hopefully in June.
All right. Best place people can find information on you. Where can they go?
GracieLynn.com. And also look at Gracie/Lynn@Amazon.com.
All right. Appreciate it, Gracie. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.